Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I'm Joanne. Today is November 24th, 2008. Call number 347-945-5423. Make sure you call, participate with the guests. Register online at blogtalkradio.com so you can participate in the chat as well. And don't forget, tomorrow is contest night on Stardish Radio. If you're a fan of the Fab Four forever, we've got a great giveaway. So listen for details. Hang on 1 second. Linda.
Yes.
Hi, it's Linda on the phone with me.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Oh, gosh. We're having a bit of a technical difficulty, as always, okay?
Well, you know, that's what happens when you do a live talk radio show.
You know what? This is so true. So, you know what? I'm going to do real quick. I need to put myself on mute because I have to call our guests because they're having problems with their telephone at the hotel.
Go right on, Miss Joanne.
So I'm going to put myself on mute, and you can entertain the people in the chat room.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Well, entertain.
Well,
let me see. I don't know how much. I don't know how much audio is here, but I'm going to try and play a little bit for everybody. Maybe then a Bradford Anderson singing at the street jam.
Well, that would be fabulous.
All right, let's see what that sounds like. I don't know. It's a crapshoot about now. Hold on a second.
Okay. Well, we were just getting into it.
All right.
do it this way. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Sorry about that. We were having some issues with the telephones, but of course, that's live radio. We're all so used to that. Tonight's guest is an Emmy Award nominee as well as an award dancer of all styles. He's a dad of three, but most of his fans know him best for being on the ABC smash hit Dancing with the Stars, where he was paired with some of the most beautiful women partners, Stacey Keibler, to his current partner, one of our personal favorites, I have to say, Miss La Lucci, the queen of daytime herself. So welcome to Stardust Radio, Tony Dovolani.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, everybody's fantastic. That's Linda on the other line, Tony.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Hey, Tony. How are you? Welcome.
It's good to be there.
Oh, yeah. We're happy to have you. Tony, thanks again for joining us. And I want to touch real fast on your appearance at Super Soap Weekend and dancing for the daytime fans in Orlando with Susan. How insane was that for you? We were there, and we watched, and we saw you, and you were amazing.
You know, it was incredible. First of all, it's like the soap fans are some of the greatest fans you could ever run into because they truly appreciate everybody that's on the soap. And the fact that I got such a warm welcome from them, you know, for being from Dancing with the Stars was just amazing. And everybody was so sweet. Just to see that many smiles in front of you was just amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, we saw you actually, Linda, at the dance hall when you were out clubbing the night before, getting all ready. We saw you, and you had fans just clamoring over you. And you have to understand that once you become attached to a daytime personality, especially someone like Susan, they're going to follow you no matter where you go now. They are now your fans.
I know. That's so sweet. And the thing is, it's like, I'm the type of person that wants to get on the dance floor and just have fun with everybody. You know, and I felt really bad because I love giving the equal time to everybody. And
right.
That was one of the things that I felt like, oh, I wish I could just go and meet everybody in this room, you know. I'm a people person. But being attached to somebody like Susan Lucci, I mean, what a class act. She is so adorable. Love everything about her. I've had the time of my life hanging out with her and just getting to know her. Because she plays a diva on TV, but she most certainly is the most humble, the nicest person you could ever meet.
Oh, yes. We've actually had the pleasure of meeting her a few times, and you couldn't be more right about that statement. But you also did a little spot on All My Children as a tornado victim.
Yes. That was my cameo.
Yeah, crossing over a little bit over to AMC. Now let's talk a little bit about how you actually became the wonderful, successful dancer that you are. You had been folk dancing since the age of three, and you moved to the United States at the age of 15 from Yugoslavia?
Correct.
From
1999.
Right. You began taking classes at the world-renowned Fred Astaire Dance Academy, which I have seen you in commercials for lately, by the way.
Right.
And it's there where you realize that dance was for you. So what is it about dancing that was so appealing to you for you to decide, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
You know, growing up in Kosovo, and you know, we always got the old movies brought over to Yugoslavia and so on. So as I was growing up, one of the greatest things that my dad gave me as a gift is being able to see all the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movies and Gene Kelly and so on. So I grew up really with MGM always being on our TV. In other words, that era was like my favorite era anyway. So when I came to the United States, the first thing I seeked was Fred Astaire Dance Studio because even though I did folk dancing and I even did breakdance and hip-hop back home, I really wanted to do ballroom dancing. So when I came to the United States, the first thing I looked for is I looked for Fred Astaire School, and I found one in Stamford, Connecticut. And I just fell in love with it because the class, the elegance, and the passion that, you know, both Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly had for dance, it had to be special. And when I started doing that, it was just I immediately visualized my entire career being dancing. Because I could not imagine not being able to do that. It was just one of those epiphanies where I just knew that I was in the right place and I just had the right thing in front of me. And I immediately fell in love with it, and I just couldn't couldn't wait to get started. In fact, I think I lived in the studio for a while.
Right.
You know, so, and I just, you know, dancing is such a great passion because being in a war, like in Kosovo and so on, the only escape that we ever had was dreaming that we were Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers with my sister and I and
right.
with my little brother. So to me, to be able to live it at the extent that I've been living dancing so far, it's just been literally a dream come true because everything that I ever imagined has happened to me, and that's the beautiful thing about America. Every dream could come true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and people so frequently take that for granted, and when you have a story like yours where you come from another country and you actually achieve what you've set out to do, it's definitely refreshing.
Absolutely. In fact, one of my proudest moments that I've ever had in my career was being able to represent the United States in world championships and actually having the American flag and the national anthem being sung because we won. And that was like a thank you back to America. And it was one of the most incredible things. In fact, Susan and I always talk about this. I always think that every kid should live for at least 6 months in a third world country, a country where they don't have all the freedoms that we have here in our country. So that way they could come back completely appreciating this.
You know what? I completely agree with that statement. I honestly do. Linda, you and I have talked about this a lot because we have small children, and I have a teenager, and I say it all the time.
Yeah.
I actually have a cousin who just graduated from college in Tampa, St. Leo's University, and he, throughout his 4 years of college, went to different countries and did missionary work.
Oh, wow.
And he just graduated, and now he is living in Honduras for 6 months just to learn the language. He wants to learn Spanish from, you know, Spanish-speaking people, not being taught in a school. So, in turn, they're letting him – he gathered with his family, and he pays them, I think it's like $300 a month in United States money, and he teaches at a school. He teaches the younger children English and does all these other things, you know, besides that. And he does he has this whole blog on a Blogspot or something that he does, and he writes about his weekly adventures. And he said, it's unbelievable. You know, we're so used to so much stuff, and these guys take cold showers every single day. He went out and bought them a hot water heater so they could take hot showers. And so, yeah, I agree with that statement completely.
Wow, that's really admirable what he's doing. That's really, really cool. I mean, that's the beauty about America is that it does give you the possibilities to do those things, to be able to be as giving as your nephew is. And this is just that's why I love about this the entire country. In fact, like I belong to a lot of the different foundations, like the Kidney Foundation in Arizona and so on. You always have to be giving because there's always people that need our help or need for us to show them how to get a better life and so on. But at the same time, you're never going to know what they go through unless you're there. And that's
exactly
what you're doing. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the news just doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't. It always gets interrupted by a nice commercial.
That's so true. That's completely true. Linda, you had a question for Tony.
I have a couple of questions.
All right.
I have a couple of questions, but I guess my first question would be, you know, out of all of the, you know, wonderful women that you've had the pleasure in dancing with over the seasons on Dancing with the Stars, have any of them taught you anything? Anything that you've learned from them, either dance-wise or just in general?
In general, I'll be honest with you, I take something, you know, from every experience. And the one thing that I do love about the way, like, for example, with Susan, I learned that regardless of what type of success you receive in life, that you always have to have, you have to be grounded, you know, with the family and so on. Susan is extremely close with her kids, and just the way she is with her husband, it's an example of how to be, even after 38 years being together, 39 years I think they've been together. And my wife and I have been together for 9 years, and I only hope and wish that we are as close as those two are in their life, you know. It's really amazing to learn that from Susan, for example. With Marissa, oh my God, how full of life is she? How
she was great.
She has an incredible smile, incredible energy. She just taught me how to look at every situation with a positive outlook, and it was just take the positive and laugh through life. That was her motto, laugh through life, because that's the most beautiful thing you could ever do. And with Jane, she was such a class act. You know, you can't help but just get a little taste of what the old MGM was like. And just to be around somebody like her, you know, just it brought such grace and elegance to everything she ever did. You know, and Lisa Gibbons, oh, she was such a sweetheart. She's so giving, you know, just the warmth. She wants you, she makes you want to hug everything. You know, she teaches you how to do that. And Sarah Evans, I had a blast with. She was such a, I got to, you know, see, growing up in Kosovo, we used to watch a lot of Western movies. So I was very much in tune with the country Western side of America. So I got to hang out with one of the country Western stars. So I got the complete country experience. So it was really an incredible thing. And of course, the first thing I learned when I came to the United States is that wrestling is a big thing. So I was a big fan of wrestling through Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and the Zeus and all that stuff. And you know, I'd seen Stacy in action and so on. So when I got to meet Stacy, I think I was like in complete awe of her, you know. So I think I got a little taste of what America is about. Every culture that could ever be presented to me, I got to experience it in the fullest of experiences.
Well, Stacey Keibler's legs are about the size of the Empire State Building. She was just incredible. I mean, you guys were great that season. That's the one thing I remembered about her most was her legs were so incredibly long. That had to be some kind of an advantage.
Unbelievable. 41.5-inch inseam. I mean, just unbelievably built. I think when God made her, he was like, uh-oh. Wow. You know, I think he was impressed too. Because it was just, I walked in and there's this statuesque looking beautiful woman. And what was incredible about her and her boyfriend just made me feel so great because they knew all about Hollywood. This was like my second experience with it because I had never been to LA really with that type of experience. I had been in a movie with Shall We Dance, but we shot the movie in Winnipeg. So I really did not experience Hollywood. So when I came here, they taught me all the ropes, and they were so kind, and they were so. We had just my wife and I. We were blessed with our three-year-old daughter now, Luana, at that time, and they were just so sweet. They showed us all the ropes. They showed us all the places where to go and what to do. It was just great.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you? Let's see. Before we get off the topic of your ladies of the past seasons, out of all those partners who basically had no training at all, who was the most challenging to teach your routines to?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I don't know because they were all so different. It's hard to compare. I think the one that was the hardest to teach, I think it was Sarah Evans because she was going through a divorce. Emotionally, she was drained every single time she came to rehearsal. So I felt bad because she wanted to learn how to ballroom dance so bad. And the fact that she was going through that was really, really unfortunate. I tried to be there as much as I could as a friend, but that was a traumatizing experience for her because here she is in one of those feel-good shows, and at the same time, she's going through a divorce in her life. That's hard, especially with all the kids. That she, you know, she's got four kids, and it's difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's got to be tough. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the chat room. People in the chat room are having a hard time hearing, so I'm going through live help as we're talking.
Oh,
are you a tough critic on yourself? I mean, when you watch it and the judges give their scores, they can either criticize or praise you.
Yep.
So how is it for you when they do the criticizing? I mean, you're a professional. You obviously know what you're doing. Is there ever a time when, let's say, like Bruno tells you that your timing was off or something and you're like, and you're saying in your head, no, it wasn't, guy. Did you see me? It's almost like, you know, what were you looking at? Because I know I did it right. Don't you ever just want to tell somebody they're wrong?
Yes, but see, the I also have yes. I think everybody could pretty much read my faces. I'm not really shy about showing how I feel, but
right.
The thing is, the judges have their job. I mean, they're there to do what they're supposed to do, is criticize and I guess find faults or, you know, praise people when they do like what they see and so on. So, but there's a lot of times where they'll say something and I'll be confused because at the time I probably didn't see it. And then
right.
I'll go back and watch the video and see what they saw and so on. But, yeah, there's a lot of times where I really want to say something, but at the same time I think of all the kids that are watching this.
Right.
And I don't ever want to be a rebellious type, which – because I know my nieces and my nephews are watching this, and
right.
whenever you have somebody like a judge or a teacher and so on, you have to always set an example of how you're supposed to be in front of a judge or in front of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I always bite my tongue, and I smile, I nod, and I go, all right, I'll deal with it later. Because, you know when they say, oh, but I didn't ask to be a role model. Well, whether we like it or not, we have 21 million viewers, 23 million viewers now. So it's you always have to take into account the fact that there's a lot of kids watching our show.
Right.
And you really have to set an example.
Mm-hmm. Great answer, Tony. I love you more now than ever.
Thank you.
How did you get involved with Dancing with the Stars in the first place?
I had just finished the Shall We Dance, the movie, and this new show was coming from England, and they had called all the different dance bodies. And at the time, I had just become a world champion, so they were very interested in me. So they called me, and they pretty much it was kind of like an audition on the fly, but they already wanted me to be on the show. So
mm-hmm.
I skipped the first season because it was just almost impossible to do, because it was just too hard, because my wife and I were pregnant, and it was hard. And they for the second season, I said, you know what, this is something that I think I want to be involved in, because if I ever am going to get a taste of what Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers went through, being, you know, in Hollywood and getting a little bit of that Hollywood glamour, this would be my chance. And I took it. And I have to tell you, I don't regret it for a bit, because it's been the ride of a lifetime. I mean, the whole thing is just unbelievably positive. And the energies that I feel from people, and just now, like, I watched the show, I went to the studio and watched the show, and it was just incredible just to get that vibe and that energy from people.
Yeah.
Now, Tony, do you actually watch the shows after, you know, after they air, or do you kind of, you know, sit back and kind of see what everybody else is doing, or, you know, even just maybe, like, critique your own dancing? Do you like to watch your own
absolutely. We always
yeah.
critique ourselves. Always
mm-hmm.
critique ourselves. I think that's mm-hmm. what makes you great, isn't it? You can't be afraid of failure. You got to look at it. You know, when you make a mistake, you got to recognize it, accept it, and move on, and hopefully not do it again, you know? And that's exactly what I love doing. But I'm a fan of the show. Even when I get, you know, like we get voted off, I watch every single show. I watch every result show. I'm rooting everybody on. If I'm on it, I'm enjoying the experience. If I'm on the sidelines, I'm cheering everybody on. It's one of the only field, I have to tell you, in years I've been looking for something like this. Remember we used to have Star Search and,
yes.
and all these different
yes.
great shows like the Carol Burnett
Absolutely.
Show? Because I watch a lot
the
of the classic
variety shows.
Things,
right.
You know, and I feel like this is as closest to a variety show as you could get. And
mm-hmm.
this is one of those shows that you just, even if you're not on it, you want to watch it, you
right.
know? So
yeah.
it's, I'm definitely a fan of the show. So I don't know. I'll sit and watch it over and over sometimes
mm-hmm.
just because I enjoy it.
Well, you got to enjoy what you love doing, right?
Exactly. Why else do it?
Exactly. Now, do you have any predictions for the winner?
I have to tell you, after watching it tonight, it's close. It's close between. I felt bad for Lance because I thought his freestyle maybe could have been a little bit better, but I thought he gave it all he had, and just, you know, he's had an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you look at Brooke and Warren, and boy, did they bring it to the floor tonight.
Now,
I mean,
how surprised are you with Warren Sapp? I mean, he's a big guy. And you've had some big guys on the show before that were, like, heavy-footed. They would, like, have lead in their shoes.
Right.
And Warren is huge, and he's just like, shh, shh. He just zips in and out of there, and he's pretty good.
It's pretty amazing how quick he is on his feet, because he is a huge guy. I mean, just, but just just to see him, you know, it just explains everything that he's done. He's been one of the top defensive players for years in the league. And it just kind of makes sense that he's that quick, because he's 6'3", I think, and
yeah.
He is just quick, and he moves with such lightness, you know. I love that about it, because that's one of the things that I enjoyed about Dancing with Marissa last season too, is that ballroom dancing, there's no such thing as you have to be a size 2 to do it. You could be
yeah.
no matter what size you are. If you love dancing, get out there and do it, because that's exactly what dancing was created for.
Right.
If you're thick, have fun. That's all it takes.
She was criticized because of her size too last year, you know, of her being a little big boned, we'll say. And she's got a fantastic figure on her. I mean, she's like a real woman.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's a stick. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, but she was criticized a lot for that, and I felt bad for her for that. But you know what? She showed them. She did really well.
You know, the thing is that if they want to criticize, they can criticize all they want. The beautiful thing about ballroom dancing is that it's for everybody. And I for one, I told her, I said, I don't want you to lose not one ounce. I said, I think you're perfect just the way you are, and we're going to have fun. We're going to show America that it doesn't matter, that you don't have to be a size zero in order to dance. And that's exactly, I felt like, what Marissa and I did.
Mm-hmm. And you did. You did a fabulous job, too. She was really great.
Yeah.
And her smile was extremely infectious, I have to say.
Oh, I had such a good time. We couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing with her. I just had such a great time with her. You know, every time we see each other, we just laugh hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
Those
okay,
are great people to work with. High energy, happy, and, you know, it's great. It is contagious.
Exactly. You know, you got to love life. I mean, that was a beautiful thing that she kind of explained to me. She was like, you know what, if you're not enjoying yourself, then what's the point of doing it? You know?
It's true.
And then she had, then again, she, you know, she went through a difficult time. She had cancer.
Yeah.
So she survived cancer. And that, you
mm-hmm.
know, those are sometimes some of the people that I love to talk to, because they have such a positive outlook in life after going
mm-hmm.
through such a traumatizing experience. That
mm-hmm.
it just teaches you to appreciate every single day. Every day you wake up and you're fine and you can get out of bed. That's just, you know, that's a blessing. You should always enjoy it. Never waste it, because God gives us gifts. We have to
that's
make
right.
sure we appreciate them.
That's mm-hmm. true. And you're talking to another survivor right now, so I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
I know exactly
that's
what you're
congrats.
Talking about.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you defeated it.
Oh, absolutely. Linda is my best friend for years, and with her next to me going through it, it just makes it all the easier.
That's right. How important is it to have people like that around you?
Oh,
that's
I
amazing.
Can't describe it. Can't describe it. So, okay, let's not get all mushy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's not get mushy. Okay, positive.
Okay.
Positive.
Now, tell me about the Ballroom Dance Channel. This is like a fabulous idea. How did you come up with this?
You know,
explain to everybody what it is.
I was traveling around the country teaching at Fred Astaire Dance Studios all over the country, trying to make sure that I get to meet and to work with as many people as possible. And every time, everywhere I went, people kept asking me for more and more lessons. Well, I can't be in 15 places at one time. So I was talking to some of my co-creators like Jack Clifford and Jerry Katz, and we were thinking about, how can we reach as many people as possible and make it as affordable as possible for everybody to learn how to dance? Well, of course, the internet. So we mm-hmm. decided to come up with a website that we can create the highest of quality of lessons, easy to follow, easy to learn, and actually get as many people to try it as possible. Because let's face it, everybody, you know, time is a crunch, because we are the nation that works the most, you know, and you never have enough time for yourself. So you come home, you don't have time to go to a studio. Maybe you feel inadequate to go to a studio. Maybe you think you have two left feet. This is the best way to actually find out whether any of those things are true. Now, I've been teaching for 18 years, and I've yet to come across anybody that has not been able to learn how to dance. So, therefore, I wanted to create that system in the internet. So that way, when you look at it, it's easy to learn. You could try it at home, so you could start feeling comfortable about the fact that you can actually do this. And at the same time, you don't have to leave your home to go to a dance studio right away. You can learn, so that way when you do actually have time to go to a dance studio, you kind of have a head start.
And it's amazing. Isn't it? The internet has provided us with so much.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the internet. I love it, actually. I live in it when I'm not
working.
Well,
you know what, though? Look at what we're doing now. You're in California. I'm in New York. Linda's in Florida. And we've got people from all over the place on the phones and in the chat room. And we're doing this where, back in the day, if you weren't in a studio with somebody, you couldn't do an interview.
That's exactly it. I love technology, I have to
say. I mean, you ain't got to be nowhere. You know, I'm, like, ready in my PJs, and I'm like, okay, I could go to bed as soon as I'm done on the phone. It's perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
And you know what? This is, like, the perfect time of the year to start, you know, with the upcoming holiday parties that are just around the corner. And, you know,
Exactly.
So tell me, Tony, could I be ballroom ready if I start my lessons, let's say, this week? How long would I, you know, would I have to, you know, do the lessons for before, you know, I don't make a complete fool out of myself on the dance floor next
month?
Well,
here's the beauty of this. Once you download the lessons, they're yours. In other
they're
words,
mine.
You can practice every single day as much as you want, or you can practice once a week. That's the beauty of this. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to do anything. This is like a one-on-one almost private lesson with me or with my partner, Elena, or with Nick Kosovich or with his partner, Elena, which is you can have a one-on-one anytime you want. So you could actually – because sometimes, like, I was the type that wanted it all right away. Well, I wish I had this website back then because I would have been living in it because it's exactly what, you know – somebody like me wants to do. But if you like to, you know, you just want to brush up and you want to learn a few steps and you want to be able to go to a party and just get up and dance a little bit, this is also the right thing. So
mm-hmm.
it's at your leisure, however much you want to learn. That's the beauty of this. You don't necessarily have to call and make an appointment and have to go to a dance studio and learn all that stuff. You can just do it right at the privacy of your own home. You just move a table over and start learning how to dance. And the other thing is you don't necessarily need a partner. Because the way we designed it is that as if I'm your partner, I'm like your virtual partner, and you can actually learn it directly from me. It's easy to learn because if you have to learn the steps, then you're looking at our backs, which
mm-hmm.
means that if I move my left foot, it's very easy to see that you can move your left foot too. So it's easy to learn. It's almost like you're learning the very basics of what ballroom dancing is.
That's perfect. And so you know what, everybody, I just put the link to the Ballroom Dance Channel in the chat room. So if you guys want to get ballroom ready for your holiday parties and you don't want to end up like Elaine Bennis on the famous Seinfeld dancing episode, download the lessons for crying out loud. You don't want to be that one who, you know, gets talked about the next day because it looked like you were having convulsions dancing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you know what? It's so inexpensive. I saw it starts at $4.99
yep.
to get a personal lesson from Tony D'Avalani. Come on.
Now, here's the beautiful thing. We also giving everybody a free salsa lesson.
Yes, that's right, on the front page of the website, free salsa lesson. So go check it out. I mean, come on. So, all right, we got some callers. You ready to take a couple calls there, Tony?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Area code 302. You are on the phone with Tony D'Avalani. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the phone. Can you turn down your TV or?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I just wanted to tell you I think you're an amazing dancer.
Oh, you're sweet.
And I love watching you on the show.
Oh, you're adorable. Thank you so much. I love being on the show.
You are my MySpace buddy, so I'm glad about that.
Great.
What I wanted to ask you was, they already answered it, so I'm going to ask you another question. Are you going to be on the Dancing with the Stars tour? Because
no,
I got
I'm
some
not.
Tickets, and I'm hoping you'll be there.
I'm not going to be on a tour because I've been blessed with twins.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And the family is very important to me. And if I'm on a tour, that means I get to spend next to no time with them. And during the off season is normally when I try to take the husband duties, which means
exactly.
I take over a little bit. So
I understand.
I
hope they are all well.
They are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Great. I'm so glad. Well, I enjoy watching you on TV, so if I can't see you in person, I can at least do that. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And good luck with your family.
You
I hope to see you in the springtime
back
on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I.
And this year
is
your going to be your Tony. I know it.
Oh,
it's
you're
going
sweet.
To be your
thank
year.
You.
You're going to win. I know it.
I hope so. I think anybody that's on this show is a winner because they're such a great experience for whoever comes on the show, whether being the stars or the dancers. There's no losers here because anybody that gets a little taste of what this magic of dance is a winner.
Yes, you're right. But I'd love to see you win one of these days.
you're
so
sweet.
Amazing.
Thank you. I have to tell you, in a professional career, I got to experience the world championship, and I got to be able to say thank you back to America by giving them a world title, and that's
right.
the highest accomplishment that I've ever experienced. And to be honest with you, I've already experienced the winning part. All I ever want to do is make sure that I have a great time throughout life and try to give as much positive energy to everybody that watches.
Well, you do.
Thank you.
You
so
do
much.
Very much so.
I appreciate you saying that.
And
no
you
way.
Have
well,
a
thank
happy
you for
Thanksgiving
your call.
With your family.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So
okay. Yes. And that's right. I didn't mean to forget that. I didn't forget it. But do congratulations on the twins. And I was seeing they're 7 pounds each. God bless.
I know. The whole delivery was 28.
Woman.
Yeah, I have to tell you, my wife is like the superwoman. I always tell her, in 28 minutes, both of them were born. And it was
wow.
No C-section. I mean, it was unbelievable because my wife is one of those people that reads everything you could possibly read about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she had read all about the complications that you could have with twins. So
right.
She wanted them safe. So she wanted them out.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, the boy was 7 pounds. The girl was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. And now we just had a doctor's appointment. And knock on wood, they are healthy as could be. They
That's
both
amazing.
Are 13 and a half pounds exactly.
Wow.
Each, which was the funniest thing because they both, how could they both weigh exactly the same?
That's
and
amazing.
Then, but the boy is a little bit taller, so my girl is a little chubby.
Aw, that's
I love
all right.
It. I love it. No,
that?
Are you kidding? I love it. I want chubby kids. I want to be able to bite their arms a little bit, you know?
That's right. You know what? You bite those thighs and just like, you just want to like pinch them. Oh, yeah, I know.
That's
we
it.
Had chubby kids. We know. We had them. Our kids were never tiny, and they still aren't. So,
oh,
yeah.
That's awesome, though.
And for people who don't realize, twins are normally born. When they're born in a normal delivery, they're usually 3 to 4 pounds each. So for a woman to push out 2 babies, 7 pounds each, that is a feat in itself. So
that's
congratulations
why I say,
to
my
her.
My wife is the hero.
She's
the superwoman.
She's our hero, too.
She's our hero for sure.
Absolutely. All right, let's go over here to area code 316. You're on the phone with Tony Dovolani. What's your name?
Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Tony.
How are
you
sweetheart?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Are you going to be in any more movies?
You know, it's something that I always leave open because I do love to act. When I was back home, I did study drama. And right now, I just acquired a beautiful agency that has been very, very supportive, Abrams Agency,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking into that right
mm-hmm.
now. With the yes, because that is one of my passions. But, you know, I'm happy with what I have right now, and it's been one of my dreams, and I'm accomplishing it. And I can never feel like I haven't done something because all my dreams have been answered. God has been really great to me. So thank
cool.
you for asking. I definitely want to be in a movie.
I definitely
well,
want to see you there again.
Thank you. Abrams Agency is
Fantastic.
Working hard for me.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
All right.
Jay.
Thank you.
Right,
so sweet.
Okay. Let's go over here. We got Tony from Chicago. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Joanne, how you doing? Hi, Linda.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Tony. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine.
You have a beautiful name, man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, my friend. I definitely love you. You have done a great job with the many partners you have, from Stacey Keibler to Lisa Gibbons to Marissa, and of course, with Susan Lucci. And
thank
you've done
you.
A great job with them. I want to talk about a situation earlier this year when professional dancers and both professional dancers and stars were getting hurt on the floor. You know, Missy Mantera had Achilles heel, and of course Susan got
right.
hurt a little bit. How did she dealt
yeah.
with that?
You know, it's amazing because she had two broken bones because she went to slide between my legs, and she didn't get her butt to the floor quick enough, as Susan puts it, and she ran actually into my foot. She had two cracked bones.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, so she actually had a break. So we went to the doctor because she didn't go to the doctor right away because we were trying to, like, just kind of deal with it. And the doctor looked at me, and he pulled me aside, and he said, I have to tell you, Susan is a trooper, because if it was anybody else, they wouldn't have even walked on this foot, let alone danced on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, you know, they didn't make too big a deal on it on the show, but I have to tell you, I was completely impressed with the fact that she has such high pain tolerance. I mean, she was a trooper. Never complained once, and that was the interesting thing. But as far as, like, a lot of injuries on the show, every season we keep pushing it more and more. As
mm-hmm.
you notice, every season it's getting more and more difficult, like the tasks that they give us and so on. But, and you know, whenever you're trying to outdo yourself every season, what's going to happen? You're going to end up pushing yourself, and people need to start realizing that this is a sport.
Right.
And in sport, you do get hurt. I mean, football players get hurt all the time, and athletes get hurt. I used to do gymnastics. We used to get hurt all the time. So guess what? Dancing, we get hurt all the time. It's just that
mm-hmm.
up until this season, you really never got to see it. And just all of a sudden, in one season, everybody gets hurt. So
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that answer it?
Yeah, that pretty much answered that question right there. No question.
As far as Misty May, I feel so bad for her because she really could have done really well in this competition. And mm-hmm. to have that type of injury to an Olympic athlete, that is just devastating.
Yeah, that was terrible.
She has such a great, you know, outlook on it. It was just amazing. You know, she's like, okay, well, I was planning on taking some time off. I just didn't expect it this way. You know, it was kind of unfortunate.
Yeah. One more. One more quick question before I
Absolutely.
Let Joanne and we'll go. Of the three contestants that's up there left in the competition, who do you think is going to win between those three?
You know, I really was rooting for Lance up until, after I watched him tonight. And I thought he had a great night, but I didn't think he had that great of a night. You know, like, he had a great night as far as the performance level, but when you compare him to Brooke and Warren, I don't know, those two have such high energy when they get out there. They really had the crowd going tonight, too. So I think it's going to be between Brooke and Warren,
right.
Who I'd like to see win. I thought Brooke has been the most consistent. And when you look at, you know, Warren, he's got such great personality. So honestly, either one of them winning, I would be fine with, because I think they both represented themselves and they represented what ballroom dancing is about greatly. So either one of them would be a great champion.
Yeah, I know that. And you mentioned Warren Sapp, who's a 13-year veteran in the NFL. He won
right.
a Super Bowl win with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And
yep.
Brooke, one of the best Cincinnati women, sexiest women in television day. So, but
exactly.
I think, based on numbers, I take Brooke over, Brooke and Derek.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything different.
Based on numbers, and that freestyle they did tonight was amazing. I say, yes, they got it. I think, and you know, 7 out of the last 10 years, freestyle always clinches the title. I mean, this year's not going to be no exception. I think Brooke and Derek.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every season, the freestyle normally is such an important thing to clinch the title. But what I liked, what Derek did, which I'm going to give him a lot of props on this, the way he choreographed it, he still had a lot of ballroom content on it. Because a lot of times whenever people get to do the freestyle, they kind of go away from what ballroom is. And Derek and Kim, actually, both of them did a great job on choreographing the ballroom dancing into it.
No doubt. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night who wins. Tony, thanks for taking your time and talking with me tonight. And continued success. We'll be back again next season. We'll hope to see you with another good partner next year. And continued success and good luck with your twins. And have a happy holiday season.
Thank you, man. Same to you. Have a happy and graceful and given, and hopefully this economy changes season.
Right.
Well,
thanks, Tommy.
Thanks.
All right, Julian, I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
All right.
Hey, what a nice guy.
Yeah, Tommy's fantastic. He's a regular caller on the show. He's a great guy. He knows everything. He's just like an encyclopedia of information.
Aww.
Yes,
love Tony.
Yes.
So, what can we see tomorrow night, Tony? That you and Susan are going to be dancing. What kind of dances are you going
to
be doing?
We're looking forward to dancing the Paso Doble tomorrow night because we actually happen to love that dance because we feel like we're playing a scene from Zorro in Esperanza.
So we
always want to go out there and dance. That and everybody's coming in to have a good time. It's going to be a big party tomorrow, so But I'm jumping the first flight out to go back to my family because I like to spend time with my family as quick as I can.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, you guys are going to do fabulous tomorrow. I can't wait to see it. Now, let me just ask you, with the contestants, when they have the stars that come on, there's always a little bit of controversy on the internet, some buzz going around saying, oh, like, for instance, Lance Bass. Oh, well, you know, he's from a boy band. He shouldn't really qualify. Christy Yamaguchi, she's a figure skater. She's trained to do certain moves that might, you know, help her along to win the competition. There's a lot of people who feel that if it's going to be a competition, everybody should be equal when they come in as, you know, as far as the stars go, with, like, no dance training or no type of training whatsoever even close to it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think because whenever you're dealing with athletes and when you're dealing with a variety type of show, because when you think about it, if you kind of cast it with everybody being the same, then that kind of gets boring.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing about our show is that each person gets judged based on what the judges think their ability is. In other words, like, for example, Cloris. They weren't trying to compare Cloris to Brooke. They were comparing Cloris to what they thought Cloris was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, you know, when it comes to Christy Yamaguchi, they were comparing what, you know, Christy with what they expected from her, which they expected excellence, and she kept producing excellence, and that's why she got to where she was. Even with Brooke and with Stacy and with all these different contestants that we had over the years, if they were great, if they were expected to do great, that's what they had to put on the floor, and that's exactly what they did. Because if they didn't, they would have been, you know, scored low and so on.
Right.
So I think it kind of evens itself out, because that's why they don't put them on the floor a lot of the times competing against each other. That's, you know, except these last two seasons where they've done that, you know. But even when they put them against each other, each person has to bring what their strength is to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you're going to be able to get ahead. And, you know, never try to compete against anybody else's strengths. Always try to present your strengths.
Right.
And you'll always do well.
Now, is there any particular star out there that you would like to see on Dancing with the Stars?
You know, I always say the same person, Jennifer Aniston. I don't know why. I just always. I think she's like shows. I really do think that she's so cool because, you know, she's received a lot of criticisms and all that stuff and that whole thing with Brad Pitt and all that. And she always remained classy. And that goes to say something about a person because, you know, to be in the spotlight and to be in this media's eye, and, you know, media can sometimes crucify you, make you feel really bad about yourself and so on. She always remained classy. She always remained private about the way she felt about everything. And, you know, she's a sweetheart. She seems like a really sweet person. So, yeah, Courtney Cox and her.
Type Team Aniston. All right, we could do that.
Yep.
We
absolutely could.
I would love to see Jennifer Aniston. You know what? Until you said that, I would have never had even thought of her, truthfully. But absolutely, that would be a perfect fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect fit.
She just seems like an adorable person, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's see here. We got a caller, area code 336. You're on the phone with Tony Dovolani. 336.
Hey, Tony.
What's your name?
Hello,
Rhonda.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, thank you. You seem very perky.
Okay. So, I was trying to think of a different question. What do you like to do besides dance?
Besides dance, I love sports. I'm a football like addict. I watch it. I follow it. I try to play as much as I can. I love to play basketball. Those are like the sport things. Golf is my passion. I love golf. I wish I had more time to play it. But other than sports that I like to do, I try to spend every single free time that I have with my kids. I love my kids to pieces, which every parent does. But I actually enjoy spending time with them because my daughter, especially my 3-year-old, she is the most entertaining person I've ever run into. She wears the outfit. She's a princess one day. She's a penguin the next day. Loves to dance, and she watches the movie Enchanted and definitely wants to be Princess Giselle. You know?
Aww.
I mean, just I think kids are just a blessing. And, you don't have to go far to get entertained. Just look at the kids, and there's plenty of entertainment right there.
That's great.
Does that answer it?
That definitely answers it. But anyways, I think you're an amazing dancer. You're one of my favorite dancers on the show. And
oh, you're sweet. Thank
and
you.
And everything.
You have a beautiful accent. Where are you from?
Well, I lived in Ohio, grew up in Ohio and North Carolina, so.
North Carolina.
Kind of a mix between
I detect it because I love North Carolina. It's one of my favorite places to visit because I go to there to Asheville, North Carolina, which is we used to have one of the competitions, Heritage, and I won one of my first titles in Asheville, North Carolina. And
wow.
It's just, people are so sweet there. You know,
yes.
I love the South.
It's a great state. I enjoy it.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much. And I hope you do well on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. I definitely want to see
you
win as well.
Oh, thank you. And happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Caller 518. You're on the phone with Tony Donalavi. Can I talk?
It is a tongue twister.
From Dancing with the Stars. What's your name?
Hello. My name's Miranda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I can't believe I'm actually talking to Tony Devlani right now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, I have a question. I'm 15, and I'm starting ballroom dancing, and I'm wondering what advice you have for kids that are starting ballroom dancing.
Oh, first of all, you made the best decision you could have ever made. Because I think ballroom dancing just offers some of the best things that you could ever experience because it gives you coordination. It's just one of the best things you could ever experience. And the advice that I could give you is the best thing you could ever do is always be true to your heart. Always listen to the music because it will always, always show you the way. And when you receive criticism, it only makes you stronger. Keep listening to it because those are the people that normally will want you to do great. And when you listen to comments and, compliments, say thank you because normally those are the true ones. Okay? Take everything with a positive attitude and you'll never be wrong.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Does that help?
Yeah.
You made her day.
Oh,
yeah.
You're sweet. So sweet. Where are you from,
Thanks.
Amanda?
New York. Upstate
New
York.
New York. All right. Upstate New York. Oh, I go to... Turning Stone Casino. I performed there quite a few times. Syracuse. Plus, I go to Rochester and also to Lake Ontario fishing for salmon
fishing. Oh, do
you
really?
Fishing.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Buffalo, Tony. I'm going to have to come see you wherever you are.
Oh, absolutely. I've been to Buffalo. I've coached at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Buffalo. My good friends Andre and Anastasia are there.
What area code is 518? Where in New York is that?
It's near Albany.
Okay.
Albany.
So not far. Yeah.
There's a Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Albany too.
I saw the commercial.
Yeah, Boris and Sasha Spitska. Actually, I brought those guys from Russia here. I was. I had a Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Mount Kisco, New York. And,
oh, really?
One of the things that we always do is we try to acquire as much talent as possible to bring to the United States, and they were one of the first teachers that I brought over.
Mm-hmm. My uncle lives in Mount Kisco. That's
in
Westchester County. I grew up in Yonkers,
Oh, wow. That's cool. Actually, I lived in Vista, and I grew up in Connecticut, Stanford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
When I came to the United States, that's the first place I went to.
Oh, see that? We were neighbors and didn't even know it.
Exactly.
Jeez. Okay. It is. It definitely is. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Deb, you're in the chat room and you wanted to ask another question. You're going to have to either call in right away or... type it in the chat room so I can see it. We only got 6 minutes remaining on the clock. But in the meantime, I can't wait to see what you and Susan do tomorrow with the Paso Doble because you do such a fantastic job.
Oh,
let me ask you, what did you think of Super Soap Weekend and the volume of soap fans that you saw?
I have to tell you, it was an incredible experience to start with. But what I What I loved is the fact that, you know, the soap stars are so given towards their fans, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the fans appreciate them, and you could see the love and the passion that they have. But the soap stars went out there, out of their comfort zone. Some of them sang. Some of them did dancing acts and so on. That, I thought that was a great gift back to the soap fans because, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, thank you, you guys are my fans, but it's another thing to actually go out there and meet some of you guys and just be able to spend some time. And I kept saying to Susan, I just want to go in the crowd and just go right in the middle of the crowd and just get to meet everybody. You know, cause, and they kept pulling us in every direction, trying to make sure that we cover all the things that we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go and meet everybody.
Linda and I were at the press breakfast, and we were hoping that you guys were going to be there because they had, like, two press breakfasts on Saturday and Sunday. Where all the stars came in, and we were so hoping you guys were going to be there, but I know that the schedules were kind of screwy because they weren't too sure what was going to happen.
They were very interesting about that because we didn't know whether we were going to be on Dancing with the Stars at that point or not and so on, so the schedule was completely different for us. And but, you know, trust me, if we weren't there in physical, we were there by heart, you know, like our – Yeah, Susan loves her fans. I have to tell you, she just loves her fans. She just, you know, she's as giving as you could possibly get, and just wants to be amongst you guys constantly. You know. So I know in heart she was there.
Well, you got to tell her that everyone from Stardust Radio sends her just absolutely the best. And we can't wait to see her and you tomorrow. I have one question left from the chat room.
Okay.
When are we going to see more pictures of Tony on his MySpace page?
Oh, you know what? I have to tell you, I'm going to be preparing to, now that I have some free time, I'm going to put some of my kids' pictures on there, too, because I know a lot of people have been asking for that. So I'm definitely going to be putting, and in fact, I'm doing another, my photographer wants me to go in to do another photo shoot. So, yeah, I'm going to probably be posting quite a few pictures in the next couple of months.
All right, perfect. Well, Linda, we got 3 minutes left.
I can't believe it.
It's gone by. Hour went by so fast.
I know.
Oh.
You guys are so much fun to talk to.
And you know
oh,
what?
Goodness.
Thank you so much for coming on and spending, you know, a little time with us. It just means so much to us and the fans out there. And
Thank you, Joanne, for making it all happen. Thank you so much. You guys made me feel really, really special.
Oh, and you know what, Tony?
That.
You're welcome on the show whenever you want. I mean, anytime you got something that you got going on, you want to promote, you want to get it out there, you're on my MySpace page. Shoot me an email, and we'll get it out there. No biggie. I mean, anything that you do, we'll be happy to support.
You're sweet. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your support on the Ballroom Dance Channel because it's truly – My gift to everybody. Basically, that's why I made this lessons as cheap as possible because I wanted everybody to experience ballroom dancing.
And we're going to.
Dancing has done incredible things for me, and I wanted to start doing it for everybody else.
And we are definitely going to pimp that out all over the place for you.
Yeah.
So don't even stress over that.
Tony,
before I let you go,
I'm going to be doing a rumba before too long.
There you go.
Before I let you go, can I get you to do a little promotion for the show? Like, this is Tony Dovolani on Stardust Radio.
Absolutely.
Just, I'm recording, so whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Just so I don't know, I don't miss the call sign. Stardust, is that right?
Stardust Radio.
Stardust. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Ready?
Go ahead.
All right. This is Tony Dovolani, and you're on Stardust Radio.
Perfect. You know what? Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight, Tony. And for my listeners in the chat room, don't forget, tomorrow night is the big contest of you guys who are fans of the Fab Four, which is Brittany Underwood, Marco Rivera. Am I saying their character names? Yeah, I am. Star Manning. I can't tell the difference anymore. Star Manning, Marco Rivera, Colt Thornhart, and Langston Wilde. I have an autographed original signed shirt from them from Super Soap Weekend that I will be giving away tomorrow night. So make sure you call in tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So everyone have a fantastic night. Linda, I will chat with you later. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Tony, happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Everybody happy holidays, and let's greet the new year with better economy.
Oh, yeah. Some cheaper gas prices while you're at it.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, this is Tobias Brilliant, and you're hearing me on Stardust Radio.
This is Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.
Hi, this is John Brotherton. You're listening to Stardust Radio. Have a wonderful night.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardust Radio. Enjoy.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardust.